702 and Cape Talk. Sports Talk.
It's quarter to nine. You're listening to Sports Talk with Buhle Madulini. Coming up next, we've got Joe Cran, who is a journalist who is currently in France. He went to watch the Coupe de la Ligue final, which took place. We have two South Africans were in that match, and it was an absolutely, well, it was an awesome atmosphere from what I saw. And it was Lebo Motiba playing for Strasbourg and Lebogang Phiri. He playing for, I'm going to ask Joe to help me with this pronunciation, Gwengamp. It was at the Stade Pierre Marais, and it was an absolutely, well, fantastic match, but it ended in penalties with Lebo Motiba's side winning the competition, and that means that we'll have a South African playing in the Europa League next year or next season, which is absolutely fantastic. Here are some sounds from when Lebo Motiba and co picked up that cup, and we're all going to try to put this on our social media page, Twitter at Radio 702. Go have a look. You'll see the South African flag waving in the background, which is absolutely fantastic. Take a listen.
Bucks at the moment. Winners in 1997, again in 2005, and now Coupe de la Ligue winners once again in 2019. Congratulations to Strasbourg.
And that sound is courtesy of BT Sports and ESPN. That was a fantastic moment, I'm pretty sure, for Lebo as well. Joe Cran is on the line. Thank you so much for joining us all the way from France. I hope I didn't take you away from your escargot there.
No, not tonight. I was up very, very late last night with the two Lebos. Obviously, the game happened. It went to extra time. It went to penalties. So tonight's a very quiet one for me. I'm actually just waiting to go to bed whenever I finish speaking to you. So you've got me as long as you need me.
Fantastic. I might just keep you here for the next 2 hours, because that was a fantastic achievement for South Africans to see them playing in a final of this magnitude. What is this cup and what does it actually mean for France?
Look, it's amazing. I mean, it's effectively the equivalent of the English League Cup, the one that Manchester City just won. I suppose in South African terms, it might be the Telkom knockout would be the nearest equivalent. But I think it's, like you say, it's amazing. I mean, we very rarely see South Africans in big European Cup finals, never mind two South Africans going up against each other. You know, the situation was with me was I worked very closely with Betway, and Betway have been very big on helping promote South Africans playing overseas and playing across South Africa as well. So when the opportunity came up to go watch two of them play against each other, Betway kind of jumped in and said, look, we'd love to send you. And I was never going to say no to a trip to France. So it was, it was amazing, I think. I mean, it's a fantastic city. The stadium is phenomenal. And on a personal note, I've known both of the Lebos a long time, and they really deserve this. I mean, I know it's a shame that one of them had to lose, but they're both phenomenal human beings, and I'm so happy to have been there to sort of watch both of them on a stage like that.
And what was that experience like? I mean, I've just seen video footage and a lot of the stuff that you have been posting or you posted while you were at the match, and it just looked absolutely spectacular. It must have been goosebumps.
Definitely. I mean, before the game, I was with Lebo Pitty's mom and dad and his sister and brother. And I was saying to them after the game, I was like, I was so proud to be there to watch the Lebos do their thing. So I can't even imagine what it was like being a parent, because before the game, what the video, a lot of French clubs, a lot of different clubs around the world now, when they do the team sheets, they'll read out the first name and then the fans will shout the surname. So to be a Piri in that stadium must have been just phenomenal. To have 15,000 Gangnam fans shouting Lebo's name on live TV broadcasting around the world must have been such an incredible moment for the Piri family, and I'm sure Lebo Motiba's family felt the same. I know they couldn't make it to the game, but they'll definitely have been watching it. Like I said before, it was a real shame that one of them had to lose.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a real shame, and it must have been very nice. I know you're a Yorkshireman and South African, so you're kind of on both sides of the coin, but it must have been very nice to see the South African flag being flown by Motiba. I hear it was given to him by Piri's family?
Yeah, so Look, I've been in South Africa for 8 years now. I think South Africa, it gets into your blood. You know, you guys are very contagious in terms of the patriotism you have for your country, and I think it's something that I've very much picked up, which is why I sort of try to do the work that I do in terms of the guys playing overseas. And like, yeah, like you say, it was a flag that leveled. It's difficult because I keep saying level, and they're both the same.
Yeah.
It was Level Piddy's family who had the flag, and they passed it down to Level Matiba so he could go celebrate. And obviously, now we've seen all the pictures of him draped in the flag. And look, I know he's been gone for a long time. Both of them have. They both left South Africa when they were teenagers. But they're still very, very much connected to the country. And look, I think it's a proud moment for South Africa to have two players playing on that kind of stage. And for me, it's just, I just hope we see more of it. We've seen in the past, we saw Kamahele Mokotjo up against Tulani Serrero in the Dutch Cup final. We've seen Darren Keat against Amanda Potosi a few years ago now. And I just hope that it's something we can see more of, not just because it means I might get to travel a bit more, but I think it's great for Bafana Bafana going forward as well.
And look, these two players did make their mark, especially on our hearts, and our chest fills with pride, swell with pride. They seem to have made their mark on the teams because they both started the final.
Yeah, look, that was always a worry for me. From a selfish point of view, it was a long way to go if neither of them was going to start the game. Look, Lebo has really come into his own Gangon recently since the new manager came in. The new manager really, really likes Lebo Piri. He's really been an advocate for his place in the team. And I think he was always the more likely of the two to start, given what we've seen in recent weeks. But Lebo Matiba is one of the top scorers in France at the minute, one of the top scorers at Strasbourg. And he scored in his final game for the club before he went away on international duty. And, you know, that little AFCON boost for him might have done him good confidence-wise as well. So I think that's possibly a reason why his coach decided to give him a nod. And walking around in Lille, I was talking to fans of both clubs. No one had a bad word to say about either player. They've really, really taken to him. And that's great because I think, you know, the two players have really integrated themselves into where they are. They don't come across as outsiders. And I think that's one of the things that, like you say, has really put them in good stead with the clubs, is that they belong there. They feel like they belong. And I think that's an amazing thing to have, because you don't often get that in a lot of places. You don't often find that that's the word I'm looking for. You don't often find that sort of camaraderie for new players from different parts of the world. So it's fantastic for both players that they find themselves in clubs like that. And I'm just really happy that they are going on to bigger and better things, because Lebo Piri's playing a lot more now. He's had a bit of a sort of tough start to the season, but things are looking up for him under the new coach. And Lebo Matiba is flying. So it's great for the two players. And if you can keep up this kind of form, it could be great for the AFCON as well.
Joe Cran, I am very thankful for you for coming on the show. You can now go and get your rest. I'm sure it was a fantastic night that you had last night. And thank you for sharing your absolutely wonderful experience with us. That was Joe Cran from live from France, who was watching the Coupe de la Ligue final.